Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson, and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. So I only went and did it. In 2013, having competed in my first ever Ironman event, I set a goal of eventually going to the holy grail of Ironman events, and that's to compete in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. Now, you can't just pay to go to Hawaii, you have to qualify. So 16 Ironman events later, I eventually get to Hawaii with Anna, my wife. Everybody's running around, there's 5,000 athletes. Some of these people are so nervous, they're so worried about the event that is about to start. And I remember back to my first ever Ironman event. And I tell you this because there is a business connection to any sport that you do. At my first ever Ironman event, the night before at the pasta party, Paul, the MC, said, as you all know, that Wales, Lanzarote and Kona, Hawaii are the three hardest Ironman events in the world. And I'd like you all to stand up as athletes and applaud your loved ones for putting up with you for the 6 months training that you endured to get to the start line of Ironman Wales. And I looked at my friend Steve and he looked at me and we had a face of worry. You see, we hadn't really prepared for that first Ironman event. We just thought it'd be a good idea to do it. In the morning, I'm up 4 o'clock in the morning. We have our breakfast. We go to what's called transition. 2,500 bikes are in transition. And I get my wetsuit on, ready for the swim. Now, you can see people are worried, and I'm getting really worried right now. In fact, I got so worried, I had to go for a number two twice. Try going for number two in a little cubicle, taking off your wetsuit. That's not easy. But anyway, my body was in absolute fear. It was in that fight or flight part of our sort of conscious mind. And I thought, no, I'm not going to give in. And I actually saw people walk towards the sea and then turn around and they did not even start. And as the sun came up, they started playing AC/DC Thunderstruck. I love that song because it reminds me of Ironman events. And then the gun goes off and effectively 2,500 people, they run into the sea together, 150 meters into the sea. They do a left-hand turn, which gets quite congested. And then they swim the 2.4 mile swim. Off the swim, onto the bike, 112 miles. Who knew that Wales was so hilly? But there you go. Off the bike, and then you complete a marathon, 26.2 miles. And as I crossed through that finish line, I had this sense of emotion that I hadn't really had before, and I just burst out crying. I really was so pleased with myself, but also so mentally and physically exhausted. But I'd achieved something that, to be frank, I shouldn't really have even been on the start line for. As the years went by, competing in these Ironman events, the stress and the worry reduce. And that's the same with business. If you set yourself a target, you'll find it hard at first. But then if you do something often enough, it will become easier. And there I was in Hawaii, my dream, my goal set way back in 2013. And people are running around and they're worried. I wasn't worried one little bit. I knew that I could do this race. I've done 16 before. I know what the mind and the body will endure. But there are lots of people at this swim. But unlike the first swim, what you have to do is you have to swim out into the sea. And the idea is you go to the start line and you tread water, waiting for the gun to go off for the start. But there were so many people that were running late. I was at the back of the wave and our start time was 7:35 a.m. I had only just got into the water, ready to swim to the start line, which was 150 meters away, when they set off the gun and away they went. So straight away, I was behind the eight ball. I was actually not even at the start line, but they started. But it didn't faze me. I just knew I just had to swim the 2.4 miles. And I swam the 2.4 miles off onto my bike into the Hawaiian countryside. I don't know if you know Hawaii, but Hawaii is a lava-infested volcanic island that is just so hot and humid. There are lots of winds, and we go along the bike route, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I turn around at a place called Harvey, and at this point I'm thinking, great, I'm at the halfway point. There's lots of downhills on the way back. I've cracked the bike. And that was the first problem with my mind, because I had not envisaged the power of the winds that were facing me. I slowed down going downhill and had to work really hard against the searing heat and this wind. And then eventually my body started to break down. It was just far too hot. I was drinking water, I was drinking electrolytes, I was putting whatever I could in my body, and yet I just could not cool down. As I went through the bike route, I saw a guy had parked his bike up and was underneath one of the solitary trees along the route. He was taking shade. And then now my mind started to play tricks on me. I started to think, wow, maybe I'm not going to finish this bike. It's too hot. I feel terrible. I must quit. And then the other side of my mind angel, was saying, Gary, come on, you've done this before. You know the drill. Just get onto the run. And then I was thinking, hold on a minute, I'm struggling even on the bike. There's no way I'll be able to run a marathon after this when I can't even think about finishing the bike. And then I started looking for my own solitary tree. I needed to have respite from the heat. I needed to have respite from this wind. There were no trees. It was just lava fields. And the lava absorbs the sun and it becomes its very own hotbed. The hotbed was bouncing heat straight into all of the competitors. As I continued, eventually I saw some trees and I parked my bike. And even though I'm on this race, I parked my bike, lay it down on some grass. I lay under this tree and just soaked myself with water and stayed there for 15 minutes. I needed to regulate my body temperature. Otherwise, I knew for sure I would not finish. Then back onto the bike, a second wind, get through and complete the 112-mile bike ride. And then something happened which totally surprised me, because I expected to have to walk the whole marathon. I just didn't believe my body had enough energy within it to even consider running. But routine kicked in. I came off the bike, went through transition, put my training shoes on, put my shades on, put my baseball cap on, and then as soon as I went through the start line, automatically I started to jog. And I'm jogging along and thinking, well, this isn't too bad. And I kept jogging, get to the aid station, get some more water, get some more electrolytes on, and then start to run, and then do the same thing. And I was just jogging away, I'm not fast. And then, at the 12-mile point, I feel violently ill. I've just got too much fluid in my belly, too much electrolytes, too many of the energy stuff, and I throw up having consumed just a very small dose of Red Bull. I throw up, people come to my assistance, I say, no, I'm okay. And then once everything was out of my stomach, I start to run again. And in New Zealand, if you want to Google this, in Hawaii, there's this thing called the Energy Lab. And what you do is you go off the main highway and you go down into this Energy Lab, this sort of lava surrounded area. And you can see the heat coming off the lava. It's the place where mentally most people quit. I see people on the floor, they're out of the race. Ambulances going all over the place. But I'm not going to quit. And at this point, I made a simple decision. I cannot run this part. My body will overheat. I'm just going to have to suck it up. And I walked 4 miles. Fast walking 4 miles, taking on some fluids. But I was not even thirsty. I was thirsty, but not thirsty. And it's so weird. It's just, you know you've got to drink, but you don't feel as though you want to drink, but you need to because your body is just spewing out all of your sweat and therefore all of your electrolytes. I had salt tablets that I was taking the salt tablets. They were horrible. You wanted to throw up. I got out of the Energy Lab and then I thought, right, you now only have 8 miles of this run to do. It was getting dark. It was getting cooler. I start my run. I run to the finish line. And when you go through the finish line, As you'll see, if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see the video of when you go to the finish line. And they shout out, "Gary Robertson, you are an Ironman." And that was a brilliant feeling. You get your finisher t-shirt, you get your medal, you get lots of nice things. And as I walked off that finish line, I felt so proud of myself that I'd actually completed a goal that I'd set way back in 2013. I knew it was going to be hard, physically and mentally, but nothing was going to break me from achieving my goal. I wasn't as fast as other people, and I certainly was not the slowest. You see, I was running my own race for my own goal, and other people around me were quite frankly irrelevant as long as I completed at my pace. And in business, understand this, you will endure some things that are going to push you to the limit. You are going to want to quit. Your mind and your body is going to feel under extortionate amounts of pressure. And as long as you can keep your eye on the prize, and as long as you can keep moving forward, picking up a penny, instead of focusing on the big prize, just moving forward, understanding as you move forward closer to your goal, eventually you will realize your own prize. Eventually you will be able to celebrate your own successes. You will be a winner, your very own winner. And as we conclude this podcast, I want to urge you to set goals. And if you set goals that are meaningful to you, what will actually happen then is you'll have a why. Now, we all need a why in our world, and goals are like magnets. If you throw them into the future, you'll be drawn to them. But if those goals have a big enough why, the power, we call this why power, the power to achieve those goals will get you through any hurdle. You'll find ways to overcome them. So, here at Living Your Life on Purpose, all we want to do is help people to lead healthier, wealthier, and happier lives. And that includes you. Set your goals and get to work achieving them.